Hey, today we're going to study the first part of day five, and next week we're going to look at God's wisdom in the things he created on day five.
今天与大家分享的是创世纪第五天的创造，这是上部分，我们讲到这个神的这个创造，那下一次会更详细的解说。
So this is the day that God creates sea life and fowl.
那在第五天，上帝创造了海洋生物与天空飞鸟。
Right, which are all the animals that can fly, and probably includes flying insects.
包括能够飞的东西，或许也包括能够飞的昆虫。
So let's start with a word of prayer.
让我们从祷告来开始。
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for revealing your glory.
天父，我们感谢你将你自己的荣耀彰显。
Everything that you created reveals a different aspect of your glory.
你所造的每一件事情都启示你荣耀的某些部分。
And we pray as we study the things that you created, Lord, that you'll just become more awesome and majestic to us than you ever have before.
我们祈求到我们学习你所造的一切的时候，我们更能够明白，能够探视到你自己的荣耀跟全能。
We also pray that you'd help us discern the difference between the fallible wisdom of men and the infallible wisdom of God.
我们也求神帮我们分辨会犯错的人的一些理论，以及不会犯错的上帝的启示。
Man tries to steal your glory.
人企图偷窃上帝你的荣耀。
But Lord, we ask that you would reveal it to us.
我们求主你把这样一个事实显示给我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Here we have, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature.
创世纪一章二十节，神说，水要多多滋生有生命的物。
And that in Hebrew is a living soul.
这个有生命就是一个活的灵魂。
And it has life.
它有生命在其中。
And he also creates the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven.
上帝也创造有雀鸟飞在地面以上天空之中。
Yeah, okay. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth.
神就造出大鱼和水中所滋生各样生命的动物。
Which the waters brought forth abundantly.
水中所滋生各样的生物。
After their kind.
各从其类。
So in other words, whales will produce whales and birds will produce birds.
换句话说，鲸鱼会产生鲸鱼，鱼会，鸟会产生鸟。
And God saw that it was good.
神看着是好的。
And we have to ask the question, why does God say it was good?
我们要问一个问题，就是为什么上帝说这些看着都是好的呢？
Well, we get one hint from Romans.
从罗马书我们得到一个暗示。
The whales and the birds are good because they reveal something of the greatness and glory of God.
鲸鱼和飞鸟是好的，因为它们启示上帝荣耀的某些部分。
They reveal some of his invisible attributes.
它们显示出上帝某些看不见的属性。
And it's interesting that whales are paired up with winged fowl or birds here.
这挺有意思，就是鲸鱼与能够飞的鸟放在一起来看。
Did you know there's only three things God created that actually make music?
你知道上帝所创造的万物当中只有三种能够制造音乐。
That's humans.
那就是人。
Birds.
鸟。
And the third one is whales.
第三个就是鲸鱼。
Whales actually make music.
鲸鱼事实上能够创作音乐。
In fact, you can even buy some CDs now, I guess, of whale songs. They tape them.
事实上你可以买一些就是那个这个叫什么 CD 哈，就是音乐的碟，我不晓得这个有那个鲸鱼唱歌的这个碟。
Yeah, and their song changes every year. When they record the same whales, they find out their songs have changed from year to year.
当他们把鲸鱼唱的歌录下来的时候呢，发觉他们每年唱的都不一样。
And they've identified 12 different aspects to whale songs.
而且他们就认出鲸鱼唱歌有十二个不同的层面。
And a whale song will travel up to 60 miles through the ocean.
而鲸鱼唱歌的时候，它的速度是在海洋里面是1小时60公里。
It's amazing. It reveals God's glory.
所以他们也彰显上帝的荣耀。
Okay. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas."
神就赐福给这一切说，滋生繁多，充满海中的水。
And let fowl multiply in the earth.
雀鸟也要多生在地上。
In the evening and the morning were the fifth day.
有晚上，有早晨，是第五日。
Okay. Now when Solomon was gifted divine wisdom,
当所罗门被赐予神的智慧的时候，
It's interesting, he spake of beasts.
很有意思就是他讲论飞禽走兽。
And he spoke of fowl.
飞禽。
And of creeping things.
会爬的东西。
And of fish.
昆虫水族。
Okay, all of these were created by God in Genesis chapter 1.
这些都是上帝在创世纪第一章所记录神的创造。
So what is all this hidden wisdom that God has hid into the animals that he created?
所以上帝隐藏在他所造的动物背后的智慧是什么呢？
We can spend our whole lifetime learning that wisdom.
值得我们一生去寻求去学习这些智慧。
But people came from all over the world to hear the wisdom of Solomon when he spoke of these animals.
所以当所罗门讲这些动物的时候呢，天下列王听见他的智慧，都差人来听他的智慧话。
Okay. Now, wise people still seek God's wisdom from nature.
那智慧人仍然从大自然寻找神的智慧。
We call that biomimicry.
我们这个叫做仿生学。
And that's when a man encounters a problem and he can't find a solution.
就是当人遇到一个问题找不到解决答案的时候，
He looks at nature to see if nature has already solved this problem.
他就会探究大自然，看大自然是不是可以帮助解决这个问题。
And what we find out is that our God is an amazing God.
那从这个当中我们就看到我们的上帝真是奇妙。
Here's something. Velcro was actually invented because of somebody's contact with plants.
那因为某个人跟植物有接触呢，就发明了这个粘的这个布。
Okay. We know that the wings of airplanes have been improved because scientists studied the wings of birds.
我们也知道飞机的翅膀能够改进，是因为科学家研究鸟的翅膀。
Okay. And then here's a car that was actually modeled after a specific fish design.
这个车子呢，它的形状事实上是根据一个鱼而设计的。
Right, looking at it, you'd think that's a poor design to travel fast.
你看看这个车，好像觉得它这个设计不是很好哈，它没有办法开得很快。
But God reveals some of His glory in that design.
但是上帝在这样的设计当中也显示他某些方面的荣耀。
And here's the whales.
那现在这是一只鲸鱼。
Tubercules are what you find on the fins of whales.
那在鲸鱼的这个鱼翅旁边呢，他们发现这个所谓的 tubercle.
And what scientists did was they designed wind turbines after the fins on whales.
所以科学家设计这个蜂窝轮呢，也是根据鲸鱼它的翅膀旁边。
And when they did, it reduced the drag. It made them 32% more efficient.
它可以更多的躲过这个阻挡的力量，使这个涡轮或是这个它的速度能够减少32%。
So you see,
阻力可以减少。
So you see, God had the most efficient design already built into His creation.
所以上帝使最快速的东西已经涉及到他的造物当中。
And some wise men learned it from God's creation.
所以一些智慧人呢，还是从神的创造学到了智慧。
Then here's an interesting one from a beetle in the desert.
那这个小昆虫在沙漠的小昆虫。
They observed how they were able to capture moisture out of the air in the desert.
他们发现这个小昆虫在沙漠里面呢，可以捕捉到水分。
So they designed this little device here to do the same thing.
所以他们发明了这样一个新的设计，可以在沙漠当中捕捉到水分。
And that device will cause water to condensate on it, so you can collect water out of the air in a desert.
所以从沙漠的空气当中，这个小小的设计就可以捕捉到水分，使它凝结。
I have books and books on this stuff, where there's hundreds of things that scientists have learned by studying God's creation.
那我有很多本这样的书哈，就是科学家怎么研究神的大自然的创造，啊，获得了很多新的发现。
But you see, evolutionists tell us there was no intelligence in the evolution of these creatures.
我们晓得进化论者说，在这些造物当中呢，没有所谓的这个智能在它的后头。
But our experience proves otherwise.
但是我们的经验却告诉我们是相反的。
Okay, we can access God's life-changing wisdom ourselves.
那我们自己也可以从大自然获得改变生活的智慧。
Right, James says, if you lack wisdom, ask God.
雅各书告诉我们，假如我们缺少智慧，可以求那厚赐于众人的上帝。
But we must distinguish the imperfect wisdom of man from the perfect wisdom of God.
但是我们必须辨识人不完全的智慧和上帝完全的智慧。
And one important distinction is true wisdom and true knowledge begins with the fear of the Lord.
那一个分辨就是真正的知识与智慧是从敬畏耶和华开始。
Okay. Now this wisdom of God is easily distinguished from the wisdom of man when it comes to sex in the sea.
那上帝的智慧很容易跟人的智慧区分，当我们探究海洋里的性活动。
Okay. We have about 22,000 fish species identified.
我们现在已经辨识出有22,000种鱼的种类。
And we've identified about 170,000 invertebrates.
我们现在也辨识出海里的无脊椎动物呢有170,000种。
And they comprise about 97% of the life in the seas.
那这些无脊椎动物呢占据了海洋生物97%。
Those are jellyfish, anemones, mollusks, and sponges.
好像海蜇好这些海绵啊软体动物这些。
Okay. But the interesting thing is they all produce sexually.
但是很有意思都是他们是经过性行为才可以繁殖。
So if you look at this number, almost 200,000.
所以你看到这些大概就是20万的海里的生物。
Okay, sexual reproduction is incredibly complex.
那我们晓得经过性行为来繁殖是非常复杂的一个过程。
And evolutionists want us to believe what they want us to believe about this sexuality of these 200,000 species is that it happened by chance, without any intelligence.
进化论要我们相信的就是这些软体动物的繁殖呢是偶然发生的，后面没有任何的这种设计。
That's an absurdity of absurdities.
那这是相当荒谬的说法。
Right? They expect us to believe that some 200,000 different species.
他们要我们相信200,000不同的水族。
Simultaneously evolve their incredibly complicated sexual apparatus.
同时进化出他们复杂的性器官。
Of both the male and the female.
包括雌体跟雄体。
At the same time.
同时进化。
By time and chance without any intervention of intelligence.
只是借着时间与偶然发生，不需要任何智能的介入。
I could see maybe you could possibly believe this would happen one or two times in nature, accidentally a male and female would evolve by chance with no intelligence.
假如说一两个靠着时间与偶然没有任何的设计偶然发生的话，或许我们可以接受。
But to believe that 200,000 different species simultaneously develop both male and female without any intelligence involved, that's ridiculous.
但是相信20万种不同的水里面生物的种类同时进化出他们复杂的性器官，那是真正的荒谬。
It's utterly impossible that it could have happened by chance.
是绝对不可能偶然发生的。
See, God has revealed His glory in the things He has created.
神在他所造的万物当中显示了他的荣耀。
Observe how unique and complicated fish sexuality is.
现在让我们来观察一下鱼类的性活动是多么的独特和复杂。
Okay, here's a small angler. The male is in the red circle.
这是一个圆圈圈出来的就是一个雄性的滑稽鱼。
Right, and the large one is a female.
那大的是一个雌鱼。
And in this fish, the male actually digs in to the back of the female.
那这个滑稽鱼的雄小鱼呢，它事实上 在这个雌鱼的身上有一个洞洞，它钻进去。
Okay. Now here's a famous fish that Walt Disney made famous.
下面有这一只鱼呢，是华迪士尼使它变得相当有名。
Right, it's called the clownfish, and they lay eggs, hundreds and hundreds of eggs.
这叫小丑鱼啊，它们下卵是下了非常的多。
Some fish lay thousands of eggs at a time.
有些小丑鱼呢，一下就下几千个虫卵，几千鱼卵。
And here's the seahorse.
那这是一匹，这是一只海马。
And here's the male. In the seahorse, the male gives birth to live young.
那这个雄性的河马呢，却生产。它产生了很多的这个小马
，hundreds and hundreds at a time，
一次就产生了几百个。
And then here we have our whale。
那这是一个鲸鱼。
Now you see the whale is a mammal。
那鲸鱼是哺乳类。
An evolutionist want to teach us that the whale evolved from some small animal that started on land。
那进化论者说，鲸鱼的进化是首先来自陆地上一个很小的动物。
Because all the other mammals we find on land.
因为在陆地上，他们找到是其他的哺乳动物。
But God reveals His glory in the whale.
但是上帝也在鲸鱼身上彰显他的荣耀。
Because the whale is totally different than every other animal, every other mammal that He created.
因为鲸鱼跟上帝所创造其他所有的哺乳动物不同。
See, the whale has to give birth live underwater.
鲸鱼必须在水里面来产生它的小鲸鱼。
Now, when mammals give birth, does the baby come out head first or feet first?
当哺乳动物生产的时候，这个小孩子是脚先出来还是头先出来呢？
All you ladies that have children should know.
所以生产过的妇女应该知道。
Right, normally in every mammal species,A baby is born head first.
在所有哺乳动物当中，小孩的生产都是头先出来。
But the whale is the only mammal where the baby is born tail first.
但是这个鲸鱼的小 baby 出生的时候呢，它是尾巴先出来。
And that's because if it was born head first, it would drown because a whale has to breathe air.
这就是为什么，因为这个。小 baby 出来的时候，他必须能够呼吸。那假如他头先出来的话，他可能会被淹死。
And then the whale has a very unique mammary gland by which the baby is able to nurse.
然后这个哺乳动物呢，它有一种非常奇妙的这个腺体啊，使小的鲸鱼可以被抚养。
And the whale has the most powerful milk in the world.
而且这个鲸鱼有世界上最强大的牛奶。
Right,
不是牛奶哈，是奶水。
Like buttermilk.
奶水。
Yeah, and you know that baby whale is going to grow 7 pounds an hour.
这个小鲸鱼呢，它一个小时会长7磅。
Aren't you glad your baby didn't grow 7 pounds an hour?
你是不是很高兴现在你的孩子不会一个小时长7磅呢
？Yeah, after one day, you wouldn't even be able to pick them up.
你可能就抱不起他们来了。
See, the whale declares the glory of God.
所以鲸鱼也彰显上帝的荣耀。
There is no other mammal like it. He did not evolve from some mammal on land.
没有任何哺乳动物像鲸鱼一样，所以它不是从陆地上的东西进化来的。
Okay. And the truth God reveals in Genesis lays the essential foundation necessary for us to believe every life-changing truth throughout the rest of God's word.
所以上帝在创世纪启示的真理立下了重要而且必要的基础，让我们相信之后贯穿圣经所有改变生命的真理。
See, if you can believe Genesis 1, there's nothing else in the Bible that should cause you a problem.
假如你可以相信创世纪第一章的话，那么圣经其他的记录都不会为你造成问题。
Because you realize how great your Creator is.
因为你明白这位创造主是多么的伟大。
And nothing's impossible for him.
对他来说，没有什么事是不可能的。
On day 5, God creates 2 kinds of living creatures.
好，那么在第五天，上帝创造两种生物。
Okay, every living creature in the waters.
每一个在水里的生物。
Probably is both salt and fresh water.
包括盐水跟淡水。
Okay, And the emphasis is on great whales.
他特别强调的是大鱼。
In fact, the whales is the only animal that God specifically names.
事实上，这个大鱼呢，这个鲸鱼呢，是上帝特别命名的。
And it's a Hebrew word, tanim.
来自希伯来文 tanim.
Can also mean dragon.
这个坦尼也可以，它的意思也可以是龙。
Monster.
大兽。
And serpent.
还有蛇。
It would also include the plesiosaur and all these huge dinosaurs that we found fossils of.
所谓的恐龙。
God created them all.
上帝创造了所有这些。
Okay. And he also created every winged fowl.
他也创造了每一只有翅膀的飞鸟。
Apparently every animal that flies.
每一个可以飞的动物。
Okay. Now if you believe Genesis,
假如你相信创世纪,
then Jonah becomes a true tale of a whale.
那么约拿书就是一个鲸鱼的真实故事。
Instead of an allegorical whale of a tale.
而不是鲸鱼预言的故事。
Okay. In Jonah 1:17, we're told now the Lord had prepared a great fish.
约拿书一章十七节，耶和华安排一条大鱼。
So we are told this fish was specially prepared.
所以这边告诉我们是特别安排的条大鱼。
Now we do know from whales.
我们从鲸鱼知道。
Their stomach can hold up to a ton, 2,000 pounds.
他们的肚腹可以容纳2000磅的东西。
But the average whale's throat would be too narrow for Noah to get into the stomach.
Average what?
Average throat of a whale would be too narrow.
平常的这个喉咙呢会太小了，没有办法把约拿给吞下去。
So, but here we're told God prepared a fish. So he prepared one whale, maybe through a birth defect, maybe specially created, that was big enough to swallow Jonah.
但是这边神安排了大鱼呢，这条大鱼的喉咙啊，可以把约拿给吞下去。
And Jonah is in the belly of the whale, or fish, 3 days and three nights.
他就在鱼腹中三日三夜。
Now Jesus confirmed this is real history.
耶稣也确认了这个是一个真实的历史。
Now in the Old Testament it doesn't call it a whale specifically, just a great fish, right? A tanim.
在希伯来文的圣经里面并没有把这条鱼称作是鲸鱼，它只是用那个大鱼来描写。
Okay, and Jesus confirms it's a true story and it's also a testimony to his resurrection.
耶稣也确认了这一点，而且这个是见证了他自己将来的复活。
So, Jesus died physically for 3 days and three nights.
所以耶稣确实三天三夜过世了。
So Jonah was dead in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights.
那约拿在鱼腹当中他也死了三天三夜。
But Jesus' soul and spirit was alive even while his body died.
但虽然身体死了，但他的灵魂还是活着的。
Same as Jonah and the same as us. When our body dies, your soul and spirit will still be alive.
好，跟约拿一样，我们也一样。我们死的时候，我们的灵魂是活的。
And if you know Jesus, you go right away to be with him.
那假如我们认识耶稣的话呢，我们就即刻到了他的身边。
Nothing for us to fear about death.
我们不用惧怕死亡。
Now Jonah and the whale is a simple problem of size.
那约拿和鲸鱼是尺寸大小的一个简单问题。
Right? How big was Jonah?
约拿有多大?
And how big was the whale?
那鲸鱼有多大?
It's not a hard problem.
好，这不是一个困难的问题。
But a fish or a whale swallowing Jonah was not the biggest miracle.
但是鲸鱼把约拿吞下去倒不是一个最大的神迹。
Biggest miracle was the repentance of Nineveh.
最大的神迹是尼尼微人的悔改。
Right. And the greatest miracle you and I can do is to lead someone to repentance and saving faith in God.
那我们能做最大的神迹就是带领一个人悔改，对上帝有得救的信心。
If God created whales in Genesis 1, he easily could have prepared a fish to swallow Jonah.
假如上帝在创世纪第一章创造了鲸鱼，他绝对有可能再预备一条大鱼把约拿给吞下去。
And now we're going to look at the mystery of life in the seas and air.
现在让我们来看看海洋与空中生物的奥秘。
On the top is sterlings flying in a huge school, huge flock of sterlings.
在左边就是一个很大一群这个海里的鱼呢 在一起游。
And this is a real picture of the sterlings flying in a huge flock. And it actually looks like a whale in the air, doesn't it?
Oh, sterling is a bird.
Yeah, sterling's a bird. That's the sterling.
好，就是在左边那个一大群鸟在飞，那它的形状看起来很像一只鲸鱼。
Yeah, but it's actually hundreds of thousands of birds flying together.
好，是几千只这个鸟一起飞。
And it's interesting, in the oceans, we also find fish swimming together in huge schools.
但是我们也很有意思地发现，在海洋里面的鱼也是成群地在那边游。
God literally created abundant life in the heavens and in the oceans.
所以我们可以看出，在空中跟海中，神都创造了丰富的生物。
Okay, what is life?
那生命到底是什么呢？
Well, living things first appear on day five.
生物，活的事情首次出现在第五天。
Okay. The Bible never describes plants as living.
圣经从来没有描写植物为生物。But
science labels plants as living or organic.
但是科学将植物标记为活的，或是说它们是有机体。Okay.
But only the living God can create life.
但是只有活的神才能创造活的生命。Okay.
Now we have to be aware of the glasses we look through to interpret reality.
我们必须小心，我们是用什么眼镜观看来解读现实。
Okay. Now our glasses are known as our worldview.
当然我们的眼镜就是我们的世界观。
So in the picture you see one man looking through a biblical worldview.
所以在这个图画当中，你看到有一个人是从圣经的这个世界观来观看。
And he sees the world as being designed by God, by the Creator.
他看这个世界是被上帝所设计的。But
the other man is looking at the world through an evolutionary or materialistic worldview.
但是另外一个人，他是从一个进化论或是物质主义的观点、世界观来看一切。And
no matter how long he looks, he cannot see a God behind it.
所以不管他怎么看，他看不到背后的上帝。
The dominating evolutionary worldview excludes God.
所以今天主宰这个观点的这个进化论的世界观的排除上帝。
So they can find no purpose or design in creation or anything supernatural.
在这个世界观里面没有目的，没有设计，也没有任何超自然的事。
Okay, so we got to be aware, what glasses am I looking at God's creation through?
所以我们必须小心，我们是用什么样的眼镜来看上帝的创造。
Okay. The conflict is between theistic and atheistic worldviews, not between true science and biblical faith.
我们发现这个矛盾是介于有神跟无神的世界观，而不是真科学和信仰的冲突。See,
somebody with a biblical worldview might look at a fossil and see evidence for creation.
好比有一个人，他有一个圣经的世界观，他看到一个化石，他可以看到创造。But
somebody who's adopted a Darwinian evolutionary worldview looks at the same fossil and sees evidence for evolution.
但是另外一个带着达尔文进化论世界观看着这个化石呢，他就有不同的解读。Creationists
and evolutionists accept the same facts, but we interpret them differently.
就我们看到的就是创造论者跟进化论者接受同样的事实，但是从不同的世界观来解读他们。Okay.
I got a testimony of a North Korean lady who escaped from North Korea.
我有一个来自北韩的妇女，她的一个见证。And
there's Chinese near the border of North Korea that try and rescue these people that escape and share the gospel with them.
那在中国跟北韩的边界呢，有些人就是要解救这些人，来把福音传给他们。And
this lady... The first time she left North Korea, she was leaving in order to trade and make money.
这位北韩的姐妹呢，她第一次离开北韩的，就是她要做生意来赚钱。
But when she did, she still met the Christians and they shared the gospel with her.
所以当她这么做的时候呢，她遇到一些基督徒与她分享福音。
And she thought they shared the Ten Commandments with her, how we're sinners, we break the commandments.
那她就分享到他们怎么跟她分享十诫。
And she said she thought, wow, if everybody lived by these Ten Commandments, the world would be a wonderful place to live in.
她说假如每个人都遵守十诫的话，那这个世界将会是一个很美好的居住的地方。
And then they had her study the book of Genesis.
然后他们要她一起读创世纪。
And she learned that everything was created by God.
他就发现上帝创造了万物。
And she said that concept had never entered her mind before.
他说这样的观念从来没有进入到他的脑海当中。
Because in North Korea, they're just taught evolution and materialism.
因为在北韩，他们所教导的就是进化论跟物质主义。
For the first time, she realized there was a creator God, and though he's not material, we can still know him.
所以他第一次意识到这个上帝是一个创造主，虽然我们看不见他，但是我们还是可以认识他。
And eventually she did get saved and had to flee North Korea and is now in living in South Korea. But it shows us just how powerful Genesis chapter 1 is, especially to people that never heard about a creator.
所以就是对那些从来没有听过造物主创造这件事的人来说呢，创世纪第一章是相当有力的一个证明。
God's glory is revealed in the things he's created.
神的荣耀借着所造之物就可以显明。
And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth.
所以神就造出大鱼和水中所有有生命的动物。
Saying be fruitful and multiply.
告诉他们说要滋生繁多。
So it's time to have that talk on the facts of life.
所以现在让我们谈谈生命的事实。
Okay.Now, what is life?
生命是什么呢?
Okay, science struggles to define life.
科学相当难定义生命。
They simply describe what living things are made of or what they do.
他们只能够描写生物是用什么组成的或是生物做些什么。
But they're really vague when it comes to defining what exactly is life.
但是当我们谈到定义生命是什么时候呢?他们相当的不清楚,相当的混淆。
So how did unimaginably complicated self-reproducing life start?
那么超乎人想象的复杂的自我繁殖的生命是怎么开始的呢?
Okay, it's only two possible origins for life.
那生命的起源只可能有两种。
Even scientists agree with this.
即使科学家都同意这一点。
Either life was created supernaturally.
生命不是超自然的被创造出来。
Or life evolved by natural processes.
就是由自然过程进化而来。
Which would be spontaneous generation by time and chance.
就是借着时间跟偶然突发的进化出来。
These are the only two accepted possibilities.
这是两个被接受、被承认的可能性。
Okay. Now the major problem with the evolution of cells and DNA.
那细胞与脱氧核糖核酸进化的重大问题是。
Is that it's absolutely impossible according to the known laws of science.
根据已知的科学定律，它是绝对不可能的。
And I give you three references there.
我下面提出三个引述。
But scientists agree that DNA is way too complicated to evolve by chance.
那科学也同意哈，这个 DNA 是太复杂了，不可能是靠进化来的。
And Darwin thought...The cell was simple, was small, tiny. He thought it was just a simple thing.
达尔文以为细胞是非常简单的一个结构。
But now we know there's no such thing as a simple cell.
但是现在我们知道没有所谓的单细胞、简单细胞。
Every cell is so complicated.
每一个细胞都相当的复杂。
We still haven't fully studied them.
我们现在还没有办法完全去研究它。
It's impossible to have evolved by the laws.Of science.
这不可能是按照进化论的这个理论发生的。
Origin science requires supernatural intervention.
所以所谓的起源科学需要超自然的介入。
Okay. Evolutionist Michael Ruse admits.
一个进化论者他承认。
Evolution, akin to religion, involves making certain a priori metaphysical assumptions.
他说进化论类似宗教需要做某种形而上的推论而无法从经验中去证实。
Which cannot be proven empirically.
没有办法去实证去证实。
In other words, it's something that's not material and you'll never be able to prove it with empirical science.
换句话说它是非物质的没有办法用实证科学去证实它。
So he's agreeing the origin of life is supernatural.
所以他这边也承认也同意科学的生命的起源是超自然的。
And I give you a link there, you can check it out. The law of biogenesis, it's a law, not a theory.
那生源论呢，它是一个定律，而不是一个理论。
Right. Louis Pasteur and Rudolf Virchow proved by scientific tests.
那巴斯德在1960年跟威尔豪在1858年都已经证实了一件事情。
Life only comes from preceding life of its own type and kind.
生命只能从在它之前同类或同种的生命而来。
That is now a law. It's the law of biogenesis. It's not a theory.
这是一个定律，生源论的定律，而不是一个理论。
Okay. And it disproves the theory of evolution.
所以它就否决了进化论的理论。
Okay. And you have references there. Observe the irrationality of evolutionists blinded to truth by their materialistic atheistic worldview.
那进化论的人呢，因为相信物质无神论的世界观，所以他们变得盲目而且非理性了。
Okay.Here's a side quote from an evolution, a famous evolutionist.
这是从一个很有名的进化论者引用他自己的话。
Okay, he says, I think a scientist has no choice but to approach the through a hypothesis of spontaneous generation.
他说我认为一个科学家除了用生命是突发的假设来处理生命起源的问题之外呢，别无其他选择。
Now he knows spontaneous generation has already been disproven by empirical science.
他知道借着实证科学的突发的假设已经被否认了。
So he says one only has to contemplate the magnitude of this task to concede that the spontaneous generation of a living organism is impossible.
他说人只要思考这个工作的庞大性呢，就该承认突发的生命产生是不可能的。
Now here is where he gets irrational because of his worldview.
但是因为他的世界观，他的结论是变得非常不理性。
And he says, yet here we are, as a result, I believe, of spontaneous generation.
但是在这个时刻呢，我相信，结果还是突发的产生。
Okay, thankfully, as Christians, we don't have to live with this kind of irrationality.
那作为基督徒，我们不需要接受这样非理性的陈述。
Okay.The previous quotes from a Nobel laureate, George Wald, who actually taught at Harvard.
那那个引述就来自一个诺贝尔奖得主，他是哈佛大学的乔治沃尔德的话。
But there's other people that come to the same conclusion. I give you those references.
那其他人也有同样的结论。
Now the probability of life beginning naturally by chance.
那生命偶然而且自然的开始的获然率是多少呢？
Effectively zero.
有效性是零。
And that's evolutionist talking.
这也是进化论者自己的说法。
Can never have been synthesized at all at any time.
在任何时候从来没有被合成过。
And that's Francis Crick. He's the discoverer of DNA.
这是就是 Francis Crick 发现 DNA 的这个人说的。
Okay, they admit, the scientists admit, you can't create life naturally by evolutionary processes.
所以科学家也承认好，没有办法靠着进化论说自然进化的方式产生生命。
See, just the existence of living things reveals the glory of the living God.
这些活着的生物呢，他们的存在就是为了彰显这位活着的神的荣耀。
Okay, Fred Hoyle came to the same conclusion. He was also a very famous evolutionist.
另外一个 Fred Hoyle 也是很有名的进化论者，他也得到相应同样的结论。
Okay. Now, man's theories of the origin of life are all disproven by hard empirical science.
所以人对生命起源的理论都已经被硬的实证科学否认了。
But the amazing thing is God's word is just as scientifically accurate today as the day it was first written.
然而上帝话语的科学正确性就像他当初被写下的第一天一样。
Okay. The best known attempt to prove life evolved, as we all know, we studied in school, Miller-Urey experiment.
最有名的证明生命进化的一个尝试呢，在学校你们大概都学过，就是叫做 Miller-Urey 的实验。
Okay. Now here's a famous book, The Icons of Evolution.
这边有一个很有名的一本书叫做进化论的图像。
Now an icon is a picture that people make to aid in worship.
一个图像就是人说就用了一个图，然后大家都说这个是真的，这个是值得相信的，是可值得敬拜的。
And evolutionists have made these icons, these pictures that help people worship something you can't actually see.
进化论者就使用了某些图像或是图标。让人相信这是真的而开始认证它。
And this book has disproved most of the icons of evolution.
这本书就证明了多数进化论者所使用的基本的图像都是错的。
And it tells us why much of what we teach about evolution is wrong.
而且告诉大家读者们进化论所教导的多半都是错的。
Okay. Now the Miller experiment has been discredited a long time.
那 Miller 的实验呢已经长期失信了。
Here's three different references I give you just to back it up. But though it's been discredited, the Miller experiment still appears in textbooks, the media, and classrooms.
虽然已经失信了，但是这个实验呢，仍然出现在教科书、在媒体，还有在课室当中。
See, these pictures are powerful.
因为这些图像呢，它们带着能力。
And they help convince students that don't know all the facts aboutThe quote truth of evolution.
那这些图像会让那些不了解真相的人呢，去相信进化论是对的。
Okay. The Bible warns us many times not to be deceived.
圣经很多次警告我们不要被欺骗。
Okay. Now, evolutionists believe despite the lack of empirical evidence.
那即使缺乏实证的证据呢，进化论者持续的相信。
Okay. Evolution is unproved and unprovable.
进化论被否决，而且没有办法证明。
We believe it because the only alternative is special creation, and that is unthinkable.
他说我们相信它是因为唯一的其他选项就是特殊创造，而那个呢是我们不可思议的。
Okay, and this is from Arthur Keith in his book Evolution and Ethics.
这是 Arthur Keith 那本书里面讲的话。
But you got to realize a lot of evolution is being taught by people that have this worldview.
但是我们要明白哈，很多进化论的教导呢，都是有持这样世界观的人所倡导的。
No matter what they learn, they will never believe in God.
不管他们学的什么，他们就不相信上帝的存在。
Okay. Evolution thus becomes the most potent weapon for destroying the Christian faith.
因此，进化论成为毁灭基督教信仰最有力的武器。
And the surveys that they've done show about 50% of people involved in the field of evolution in our college campuses hold to this belief.
那调查显示在我们的大学教育里面 50% 教导进化论的人呢都是持有这样的一个信念。
And that's why Christians have a tough time as a science major in our education system.
这也就是为什么基督徒要研究科学在我们的教育系统里面呢是相当困难的。
Okay. Many people have moral reasons for rejecting creation.
许多人也有道德的原因拒绝创造论。
And this is very sad.
这个相当的可悲。
Here's one quote. The reason we scientists all jumped at the origin of the species...
他说我们科学家好喜欢物种原始论呢
was because the idea of God interfered with our sexual mores.
是因为上帝的观念呢干扰了我们的性行为。
And that's a quote from Sir Julian Huxley.
这是赫胥黎说的话。
Okay, he was the first director of UNESCO.
他是这个 UNESCO 第一个
United Nations Education and Science.
对啊，就是联合国这个教育跟科学委员会的主席。
So he had a big impact in getting evolution taught on a world scale.
所以他呢影响这个进化论在全世界被传授被教导。
But he's honest enough to admit the reason he will not believe in God is because he doesn't want to live according to God's moral standards.
他在这里承认哈，他不愿意相信神，是因为他不愿意接受上帝的这个性道德的观念。
And of course, that's a struggle we all have to face.
当然，这是我们每个人都必须面对的一个考验。
If we're going to believe in God and Jesus and be saved, our life has to change.
假如我们相信上帝，我们相信耶稣的救恩，那么我们的生命一定要改变。
Okay. We can put Darwin's theory and the Creator's revelation to the scientific test.
我们可以将达尔文理论跟造物主的启示来做一个科学测验。
Okay. Just quickly.We can compare the evolution model and the creation model.
我们来比较一下进化论模式跟创造论的模式。
Evolution says life originates from inorganic matter.
左边说生命是从非有机体开始的。
Science has proved that wrong.
科学已经证实那个是错的。
Life created by the living God.
进化论是生命是活的神所造的。
That's the law of biogenesis.
这也是生源论的理论。
Evolution says the simplest life forms will be found in the oldest rocks.
进化论说哈，最简单的生命的形式呢，会在最老的岩石当中发现。
But creation says there's no such thing as simple cells.
那创造论说没有所谓的单纯的细胞。
And they're not going to be confined to just the oldest rocks.
他们也不会被包藏在最老的岩石当中。
The younger rocks will contain more complex forms of life.
那进化论说比较年轻的这个石头呢，会包含比较复杂的生命。
But creation says the younger rocks will reveal a great diversity of life forms.
但是创造论说这个比较年轻的岩石呢，可以显示出生命更多复杂的不同性。
Okay. Evolution says gradual change from simple to complex over time.
那进化论相信哈，生命是从简单到复杂，慢慢慢慢发展出来的。
And Darwin and evolutionists call that the tree of life.
他们称这为生命树。
Everything living today,
每一个今天有生命的活着的东西
can be traced back to one original living cell.
可以追溯到它们的源头是一个单细胞。
Okay. But creation teaches that a simple to complex change in life forms is not expected.
但是创造论说杂的改变在生命里面呢，是我们不会期望这样的一个现象。
Evolution says there will be no sudden explosions of complex life forms.
进化论说好，不可能这个复杂的生命是靠着突然的爆炸产生的。
But creation says there will be sudden explosion of diverse and complex life forms.
但是创造论说好，突然的爆炸可以有所谓的不同的一些复杂的生命都一起发现，一起发生。
Evolution says there'll be very large numbers of transitional forms that'll be found in the fossil record.
进化论相信说这个过渡性的生命呢，会很大的一个数量呢，应该会存在。
Well, as we'll see, they have not actually found even one proven transitional form when there should be millions of them.
但是即使他们这么相信，但是却没有找到任何一个所谓的过渡性的生命状态。
But creation says there'll be no transition forms because microevolution does not occur.
创造论就是说好，这个过渡性的生物形态好，这个大进化呢是不会发生的，没有也不存在。
And this is evident by the fixity of biblical kinds.
因为那这个呢，就是圣经说各从其类就已经确定了。
Right, God said, "Let them produce after their kind."
圣经说他凡事的繁衍都是各从其类。
Okay, now. Scientifically, we're not exactly sure what a biblical kind is in science.
当然从科学里面我们不晓得圣经说各从其类的类到底是指什么。
So this creates some discussions.
所以这里还是有很多讨论的空间。
Okay. But here's a quote from an evolutionist.
这我们现在引述另外一个进化论者的话。Okay.
Creation and evolution exhaust the possible explanations for the origin of living things.
他说创造跟进化好已经用尽了生物原始所有可能的解释。
Organisms either appeared on the earth fully developed, or they developed from pre-existing species by some process of modification.
有机体不是完整成型的出现在地球，就是从已经存在的种类按某种修正的过程来成型。
If they did appear in a fully developed state, they must indeed have been created by some omnipotent intelligence.
倘若他们确实以完整成型的状态出现，那么他们必定是由某个全能智慧者所创造。
Now this famous evolutionist is admitting this, but he doesn't believe you can prove that they.
这个进化论者他承认这是事实，但是他也说他不愿意接受这个他所承认的事情。
But all the evidence points to creation and against evolution.
所有的证据，所有的事实呢，指向创造论，而不是进化论。
So one of the biggest problems for evolution is the Cambrian explosion.
进化论所面临最大的一个难题就是所谓的寒武纪爆炸。
It's a powerful refutation of evolution and confirmation of God's revelation in Genesis.
它强有力的驳斥了进化论，并且确认创世纪一章上帝的启示。
And this Cambrian explosion is not a Christian term. This is the term the evolutionists developed.
寒武纪爆炸不是基督徒所使用的一个名称，而是进化论者所使用的一个名称。
They even call it evolution's Big Bang.
他们把它另外一个名称就是进化论的大爆炸。
Remember the
关于生命的来源。
Yeah, the astronomers made the theory of the Big Bang for the origin of the universe.
天文学家说大爆炸是产生宇宙的源头。
Okay, and now here you have a big bang of life. All of a sudden, all this complicated life appears.
那这个寒武纪爆炸就是说生命的起源呢，是来自于这个爆炸。
Now this is how evolutionists look at it. Here's their chart of time.
这是进化论的他们的看法哈。
And basically, what they're saying here is this is the Cambrian in the red circle there.
基本上他们说好，这个寒武纪呢是就是圈出来的这个地方。
And there's no evidence of these creatures evolving slowly over time. They all just appeared, boom, on the scene.
因为在这个阶段呢，没有所谓的进化的证据，而是突然之间很多生物的出现。
So that's against evolution and supports creation.
所以这个 事实呢，就是驳斥了进化论，却支持了创造论。Okay,
scientists acknowledge the fact, support the creation model.
科学家也承认，所有的事实都支持创造的模式。Okay,
here's a quote from an evolutionist.
这边又是引述一个进化论者的话。We
find most of the major invertebrate groups in an advanced state of evolution.
他说，我们发现大多数的无脊椎团体在他们首次出现的时候呢，是处在进化的先进状态。
The very first time they appear, they're already advanced.
他们第一次出现的时候呢，已经是相当进化了。
And then he says, it is as though they were just planted there without any evolutionary history.
好像他们就被放在那个地方，而没有任何进化的历史。
Who said this?
谁说的呢？
Richard Dawkins, the world's most famous atheist.
最有名的无神论者，Richard Dawkins.
But see, even though he's admitting it looks like creation, he will never accept creation.
那即使说这个证据看起来像是支持创造论，但是他不会接受它。Because
his worldview will never acknowledge God.
因为他的世界观就是不承认上帝。But
there's other, I give you two other references there, and there are more that come to the same conclusion. Evolutionists are baffled by the lack of evidence.
对进化论者对缺少证据呢感到相当的莫名其妙。Okay,
the absence of Precambrian fossils, which means other than microorganisms.
那没有寒武纪之前的化石。So
in other words, they have found some single cells before the Cambrian explosion.
就是除了微生物之外，就说在这个寒武纪之前，他们找到一些所谓的单细胞生物。
But the Precambrian fossils and the Cambrian explosion are the major mystery of the history of life.
所以寒武纪之前，还有寒武纪的大爆炸，是生命历史重大的奥秘。
Well, it's not a major mystery if you're a Christian and you believe in the Creator.
那假如我们相信创造者的话呢，对我们来说这些都不是奥秘。
And there's some other evolutionists believe the same thing. Okay. So fossils never lie, but some scientists do.
所以化石从不说谎，但是某些科学家会说谎。
Or often they live in willful ignorance.
或是故装无知。
And here's a book that documents a lot of evolution's blunders, frauds, and forgeries.
那这一本书就记载了许多进化论者的犯的错，还有诈欺，还有他们的欺骗、作假。
Okay, here's a famous evolutionist quote.
现在我引述另外一个有名的进化论者的话。
The most obvious and serious objection which can be argued against the theory of evolution
他说对进化论最明显和最严重的反驳呢
is the fossil or geological record.
就是化石或是这个地质的记录。
So this person admitted it'll be the fossil record that either proves or disproves my theory.
所以这个人他承认就是化石的记录不是赞同就是会反对我们的理论。
And who was this person?
那这个人是谁呢?
None other than Charles Darwin himself.
就是达尔文自己。
Okay. Now the problem is we have a lot of blunders, frauds, and lying going on in the field of evolution.
所以在这个进化论里面呢，有很多的这种犯的错哈，还有很多的造假。
Because the fossils have disproved evolution.
因为化石已经反驳了进化论。
Okay, in a landmark conference titled Microevolution in
1980,
okay, the paleontologist told the biologists, the fossil record does not and never will support Darwinian evolution.
化石记录并不，而且永远不会支持达尔文进化论。
Right, there's no evidence of evolution from simple to complex life forms.
他说从简单到复杂生命形态的理论。
And they honestly acknowledge there are absolutely no transitional forms.
他们很诚实地承认没有所谓过渡性的形态存在。
Okay. Evolutionists are trying to prove the impossible.
所以进化论者还在试图证明不可能的事。
The mechanisms underlying microevolution cannot be extrapolated to explain macroevolution.
微进化底层的机制没有办法类推来解释大进化的现象。
Okay. Now here's a book that titled Betrayers of Truth, Fraud and Deceit in the Halls of Science.
那这边有一本书就是说叛变，就是反叛。 真理哈，就是诈欺跟欺骗。
And this is something we have to be aware of when you're studying science.
在科学的长廊里面的诈欺跟欺骗。
Okay. Corruption and deceit are just as common in science as in any other human undertaking. That's one of their conclusions.
他们一个结论就是说，腐败跟欺骗在科学界与其他人类的工程一样普遍。
They also found out scientists interpret data according to their worldview.
他们也发现科学家是根据他们的世界观来解读他们的资讯。
They're not unbiased.
他们不是没有偏见的。And
frauds have become epidemic in modern science today.
而在现代科学界的现代科学呢，诈欺是非常普遍的。Now
their biggest concern was with medical science.
他们最关心的就是在医学方面。
Because they uncovered about 100 to 200 lies in the medical field each year.
他们发现每一年在医学界呢有100到200个谎言。
And they're concerned because that puts human life at risk.
他们关心是因为这样使人的生命啊放在危险的境地。
But nobody's really studying all the lies and frauds in the field of evolution because nobody's life supposedly depends on it.
但是没有人会真正去 说进化论对生命有多大的威胁，因为它只是一个理论。Okay.
My experience in college is I was asked by my physics teacher.
我分享一个我在大学的经历，我这个物理学的老师。
He was doing an experiment where he needed the largest nerve cell that you can get from the frog.
他在做一个实验，他要从青蛙找到一个最大的这个神经。
So he needed a biology major who could dissect the frog and get that nerve cell out of the leg.
所以他需要一个学生物的学生呢，帮助他来解剖这个青蛙，把这个青蛙腿里面最大的一个神经的细胞给找出来。
So we met in his office.
所以我们在他的办公室。
He opened the package that had his frog that he had to order from somewhere in the middle of the country.
他就打开他从另外一个国家订到的一个青蛙。
It's a famous frog. It's the largest frog there is in America. Huge.
是一个非常大的，在美国最大的青蛙。
But when we opened it, he found out they mailed him the wrong frog. It was a small frog.
但是当他把这个包裹打开的时候呢，他寄错了，寄给他一个小青蛙。
But he told us this is the third time they sent me the wrong frog.
他就说这是第三次，他们把一个错的青蛙寄给我。
But the time on my grant is running out, so I have to do the experiment.
但是我的这个奖助金快没了，所以我必须做这个实验。
So we did cut out that nerve, even though it wasn't the right one that he was doing his experiment on.
所以我们就把这个青蛙脚上的神经给切掉了，但虽然这个不是他要做实验的青蛇。
And he did his experiment.
他做了这个实验。
There's three people that knew that experiment was not legitimate because he wasn't using the right nerve that he supposedly was supposed to be using.
但是在场的三个人都知道他的这个实验是不正确、不真实的，因为他用的不是他所说最大的神经的一个细胞。
But he wasn't about to lose his grant.
因为他不愿失去他的奖助金。
Okay, so science reports should come with a warning. Be careful.
所以有很多科学的报道都带着警告，我们要小心。
Now here's where we have problems with whale evolution.
那现在我们对鲸鱼的进化呢有一些问题。
Okay. evolutionists want us to believe that that huge giant whale evolved from this little animal smaller than a dog.
进化论要我们相信鲸鱼是从来自陆地上像狗的这个动物开始的。
Okay, and now they have a new one because they found three missing links, this Thwaisin and Gingerich.
那现在他们有一个新的图片，他们找到了所谓的遗失的这个环节。
Okay, and we're going to look at three of those that have been proven to be frauds.
那这三个遗失的环节他们说是鲸鱼的前身，但是我们要来证实这三个都是诈欺。
Now I want you to see the spiritual battle here.
我也希望大家在这里可以看出一个属灵的征战。
See that little animal that supposedly the whale evolved from?
你看到这个好像鲸鱼进化之前的那个小小的动物。
Science has a law called the law of cause and effect.
在科学里面我们知道有所谓的因果。
And it says the cause of anything has to be equal to or greater than its effect.
这个因果论呢就是说这个因呢必须大于或等同于它的这个果。
Now, does that little land animal, mammal, look like it could have caused that huge whale?
那这个陆地上这小小的哺乳动物可以造成这么大的一个鲸鱼吗？
And then let me ask you, could our infinite creator God have created that whale?
但是我们这个无限大的神可以创造这个鲸鱼吗？
Okay, who are you going to believe, God or man?
你相信人呢，还是相信神？
But evolutionists have a whale of a tale about whales.
但是进化论者对鲸鱼有他们自己的寓言故事。
Evolution's whale story depends on three missing links.
所以进化论的鲸鱼故事呢，依赖三个遗失的环节。
Pachycetus, Ambulocetus, and Rhodocetus.
就是巴基鲸、安非球菌跟罗氏杆菌。
But all three have been proven wrong.
三个都失败了。
And I give you the link here. You can go and actually look at the video of the interview they did where the scientists of Pachycetus Assembly admit to their deception.
下面有一个录影带呢，大家可以去看哈。你去找到 creation.com， 然后就有一个这个鲸鱼进化的诈欺。
Okay. Now Pachycetus, supposedly Dr. Gingerich found these bones. The actual bones he found are dark on that picture.
这个巴基鲸呢，有一位 Dr. Gingrich， 他想象一个不完整的化石头骨，是类鲸鱼的生物。
And he took those little bone pieces and he imagined a fossil skull to be like a whale creature.
所以他用这些他找到的化石呢，然后他想象出这个鲸鱼的头骨应该是什么样。
So he wrote an article for Science.
所以他替科学写了一篇文章。
And that's the picture of the imagined Pachycetus.
是他想象中的这个巴基鲸。
I mean, he totally imagined it up. It's not real.
是他想象出来的，好，不是真的。
But later on, they found an actual whole fossil.
但是后来他们发现了一个真正的一个化石。
And it was totally different than what he imagined.
与他所想象的完全不同。
But you'll still find Pachycetus in some textbooks and museums.
就是在一些教科书或是这个科学馆里面的博物馆里面，你还会看到这个巴基鲸的说法。
So should this be considered fraud, lying, or deception?
所以我们应该把这个认为是诈欺、说谎还有欺骗吗？
Well, it's sure not being honest.
确实不是很诚实哈。
Okay, and here's Rhodocetus, another link.
那另外一个遗失的这个环节说是罗氏杆菌。
Now that picture on the bottom shows the actual bones that he found.
在下面看到他确实找到的骨头。
And the X's show everything that Gingrich made up.
但是打 X 的地方呢，是他自己捏造或者想象出来的。
And he made it up to look like a missing link between a whale.
所以他把它造成好像是一个遗失的环节，一个鲸鱼的遗失的环节。
And the problem is these fakes are still in a lot of museums around the world.
问题是这些假造的东西呢，还在世界上的博物馆存在。
And they're robbing God of His glory.
他们抢夺了上帝的荣耀。
Trying to make you believe that the great whale evolved from a little mammal smaller than a dog.
让你想象。这个鲸鱼的前身是一个非常小的陆地的哺乳动物。
And then here's the world's best known atheist who's totally clueless.
这是全世界最有名的无神论者，但是他从来没有任何的线索。
Here he's using pictures of so-called missing links between the whale.
他这边使用所谓的这个鲸鱼的遗失的环节。
And he's totally clueless that three of those are fakes.
他还不知道其中三个都是假造的。
See, their materialistic, atheistic worldview causes them to be deceived and deceive others.
所以他们的物质主义无神论的世界观呢，导致他们被欺骗，也去骗人。
We have to be careful we're not being deceived.
所以我们要小心不要被骗。You
can't just blindly follow soft science.
不能很盲目的去相信这些软科学。
Okay, so here's our important lesson.
所以我们学到一些重要的功课。
So-called conflicts of science and the Bible are most often caused by differing worldviews.
所谓的科学与圣经的矛盾大多来自不同的世界观。
Not caused by the facts.
而不是因为事实导致的。
Both Christians and atheists look at the same facts and science but come to different conclusions.
基督徒与无神论者看的是同样的事实与科学，但得到不同的结论。
Many conflicts are caused by the deceptive presentation of soft science as proven empirical science.
许多矛盾是因欺骗人的软科学，以已经证实的科学来假装说是已经被证实的科学这个造成的。
There is no evolutionary explanation for the origin of life.
进化论没有合理的生命起源的解释。
Both God and evolutionists emphasize whales in their writings.
上帝和进化论者在他们的著作中都强调鲸鱼。
The widely propagated evolution of the whale involves much deception, fraud, and outright lies.
广泛宣传的鲸鱼进化理论呢，掺有大量的欺骗、诈欺和彻底的谎言。
But Genesis 1 is God's true revelation of the origin of whales.
这是创世纪第一章，是上帝对鲸鱼起源真正的启示。
And he designed the whale in such a way
而且他用他那个方式来设计鲸鱼,
that it is unlike any other mammal that exists on the face of the earth.
与世界上其他存在所有的哺乳动物都不一样,
so that nobody would ever think that a whale could have evolved from some small mammal smaller than a dog.
所以没有人可以说这个鲸鱼是从地球上 陆地上一个小小的像狗一样的东西进化成的。
So when we encounter seeming conflicts between science and God's word,
所以当我们遇见看似在圣经与科学之间的矛盾,
we understand and now know why it's wiser to trust God and His word than to put our faith in fallible men.
我们现在明白信靠上帝与他的话语比相信会犯错的人才更有智慧。
Don't let the theories of men rob you of experiencing the glory of God.
不要让人的理论抢夺了你去经历上帝的荣耀。Let's
pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父,
thank you for showing clearly the difference between men's wisdom and your wisdom.
谢谢你很清楚地向我们显示人的智慧跟你的智慧之间的差别。
Thank you for revealing your glory in the whale.
也谢谢你在鲸鱼身上彰显了你的荣耀。
And your wisdom in everything you created.
而且在所造之物中彰显你的智慧。
Help us believe what you reveal in your word.
帮助我们相信你在你话语中所启示的。
And let it give us peace as we travel through these tumultuous times.
也帮助我们在经历这样惊涛骇浪的时代当中有平安。
Because truly our God is a great God.
因为我们的上帝确实是一位伟大的神。
And nothing is impossible for you.
对他来说没有不可能的事。
And we are safe in your hands.
我们在你的手中都是安全的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.